9:34 on the other side of news. We'll get back to the muse, but we have better muse right now, as I always look forward to visiting with good friends when they come in and say, we got something cool happening. Can we talk about it? You bet. And I want to welcome Ryan. Ryan, been nice hanging out with you for a little while. Now we're going to talk just exactly why you're here, brother. First of all, welcome and good to see you.
Thank you so much, Tom. I appreciate that.
Tell me what is on your heart and mind. I know it's something called No Triathlon, and you're going to give it to us.
That's correct. It's called No Triathlon because you don't really want to try too much in this race. It's there's a biking portion, a hiking, walking portion, jogging, or whatever you want to do, and also a floating section. So that's the triathlon part.
That.
But the average time wins. So a kid has just as much of a chance as a senior or someone in a wheelchair. It's ADA. The whole course is ADA accessible, except the rafting portion. I have some volunteers who are going to help assist people that need assistance for the rafting part. So the theory is anyone can win. You just have to have the most average time. That's what's going to win.
I love that.
Yeah, the grand prize, which is a restored vintage bicycle.
Oh.
And yeah, and then there's also some other prizes too. So there's going to be costumes are encouraged also. There's going to be some prizes for that. You know, most original costume, best team costume, overall best average time. And I'll probably give a prize to the slowest and the fastest competitors too.
Well, you have to. You can't just pick out the average.
Right.
Come on.
If you're the
extremes.
Yeah, if you're the fastest one, though, we might have to put you in a little timeout. Maybe put you in a timeout
corner. I like that. Here's what I like. You got your flyers out here. I love some of the outfits. So, yes, costumes are strongly encouraged. In fact, don't show up without a costume.
If you show up without a costume, you'll definitely put in time out.
I love it. And why are we doing this, Ry?
I just want to do something for the community.
Uh-huh.
And some friends and I, we did this race in another state in Colorado, and it turned out really good. Year after year, it just kept growing.
Uh-huh.
And the main reason we're doing this is to get involved with the community and give money to the Josephine County Food Bank as one of the recipients of the beneficiaries. And then also, I'm working with several different veteran places. I want to try to help with homeless veterans. So there's also U-Turn as a potential. And there's another nonprofit I'm also trying to work with. So I'm going to try to get the money out to those people. And then also, Grants Pass is just an amazing city, town. It's got the Rogue River that goes right through it. It's one of the... You know, it's one of the best places to have a race like this because you can actually go through the beautiful parks that the Parks and Recs have.
Yes.
So I also want to showcase the parks. I don't know if enough people get out there and actually realize how beautiful the parks are. So the race goes through three different parks, and it's this Saturday. And, it's going to be a lot of fun. Costumes are going to be encouraged, and I'll be dressed up as a baby shark.
So perfect.
If you want to see that, come on
instead
out.
Of a tuna?
Yeah.
I'll tell you, folks, Ryan just got back from a mega tuna trip, and he spoiled us rotten with some tuna here, but there you go. You're going to be a shark instead of a tuna.
I'm going to be a baby shark. Yeah, I don't want to be a tuna because I already have the shark outfit, so... a bunch of friends are getting together. They're going to be disco pirates, and there's a bunch of other people that told me some of their costumes, so I'm looking forward to it. It's going to be a lot of fun.
I am, too. Well, hey, so let's give everybody the principles. It's coming up fast Saturday, so I'm glad we got the word out early. And how do people register?
You can go to notriathlon.com. So that's no triathlon is spelled T-R-Y.
It's like, athlon.
Yeah, and then A-T-H-L-O-N, notriathlon.com. You can check it out there. You can get your ticket. 10 o'clock is when everybody should be there to start registering. And then after registration, we'll probably get underway about 11 o'clock will be the starting time for the race.
And we're rallying at Reinhardt Park, right?
Yeah. All the locals, I'm convinced that all the locals call it All Sports
Park.
Yes,
we do. We were there when it all started. I was one of those.
It's such a beautiful park.
Yes, it is.
Yeah. Come on out there. Come race. Come have fun. Come wear some wacky costumes. So all the locals are like, what's going on there? They're going to see a bunch of people walking up and down the streets on bikes.
It's going to be a hoot.
Yeah, definitely. So.
That's how you say it. It's going to be a hoot. Yeah. By the way, let's talk money now.
Okay.
Are we asking for a donation straight, or do you have a registration fee to start with?
There's a $20 registration fee.
All right.
There's about 40 tickets left. So all of my friends that are listening on air, GPHOMIE23 is the 50% off discount. So that will get you a $10 entry fee. But if you want to make an additional donation, all the profits will go to the Josephine County Food Bank and helping out homeless vets. So that's the main cause for
so
that.
It's good, well spent, whether you're working the sawbuck on the discount side or putting a full 20 in the hat. It's going directly to the food bank and the veteran, the homeless vets right now.
Exactly. Yeah. So that's where all the profit's going to be going. Just trying to get involved with the community and give back to the community that gives back to us. So it's going to be a really good time. So thank you so much.
Oh, you bet. It's our pleasure. If it's worthy, we always got a voice for you.
Well, this is going to happen every year, Tom.
Okay, so
this
see,
is gonna,
listen to the confidence here,
this
folks.
Is gonna be this is going to be a fun thing every year. So this is the first inaugural one here in Grants Pass. So, you know, if you can't make it this year, I know the county fair is going on next year. I'm going to schedule it so it's not going on during county fair. But honestly, it looks to me like a lot of the stuff at the county fair is happening in the later on, like at 6 and later.
It
so
is.
Come this, on down.
This is a good way to get into the spirit of the fair, too.
Yeah, and it's going to be hot that day. So I also structured it so the floating part is later on so you can dip off on the amazing Rogue River we have going through the
Nicely
town, so,
done, yeah. Yeah. Yeah, when it's 100 degrees outside and you've got, well, it won't, Saturday we're actually supposed to be under 100, but say it's 97, as our forecast says, the Rogue will be at about 69 degrees by the afternoon.
Perfect.
You bet. So it's not bitter, but it's still quite the shock if you're dipping into it.
Right?
Yeah.
Oh yeah, before I go, I know I don't have too much time. I just
want
to say, I just want to thank some of the local companies
Please
that
do.
Contributed and donated some prizes for this race. Bikecraft. They're awesome. They're amazing. They're going to be more involved next year. Casablanca, they're also one of the first ones. Club Northwest, they've donated also a 3-month membership and a t-shirt.
Super.
They're one of the first ones. Dash Bakery in town. Dutch Brothers, obviously, they're always really giving back to the community. They're amazing. Elmer's gave a gift certificate as well. Sandy's Candies and The Hall are a few
well
companies
done.
So far. That
they're all in our family, too.
Oh, I love it. I love
so
all the local
go.
Companies. So we'll probably have a few more prizes also for the race next week. So,
all right.
Or not this weekend. So
yeah, get some rest, Ryan.
You'll stop fishing so much.
Yeah. No, glad to meet you. Glad to have you here and welcome.
Thank you so much.
And thanks for doing what you do.
Appreciate it, Tom. Thank
there
you. Bye-bye.
You bet, buddy. Stay right on here. And by the way, get your costume ready for that great run.
Have you noticed your water causing staining?